Welcome to episode 470 of 366 Web 2.0 Tools. I'd like to start this episode by giving a shout out to the guys over at the Google Educast who pointed me to this one. I think it might have been Chris Betcher, but apologies to the others if it was one of you folks. The tool I'm going to mention is one from a genre of tools that I first became aware of way back when, before the interwebs. And my first computer was an Acorn A4000. And one of the first applications on there that I became fairly adept with was one called Draw. It came free with the computer as part of the inbuilt applications. And Draw was a vector graphics program. And I found it particularly useful for creating a good standard diagram, better than hand-drawn diagrams for worksheets or documents that you are producing for students, particularly since working in physics, you were often producing experimental designs or circuit diagrams or whatever. And I found that particularly powerful, even though it was a free and relatively simple piece of software, and I got to making fairly sophisticated designs. When I could afford to buy it, because things were expensive in those days, I then moved up to Artworks. I think it was called Artworks, which is a much more sophisticated version. And also included, I think I'm right in saying, some bitmap type elements to it. But it was an incredibly powerful piece of software. And then onto the PC, and of course, as you might expect, I got stuck into CorelDRAW. So I've got a history using vector graphics. I've got an affection for them. I've always preferred them over the more bitmap-oriented applications for the precision that they can produce, and of course, for the scalability of the graphics that you ultimately produce. So the one that I'm talking about today is an online version. It's called Gravit.io. So I'm never quite sure when people use these kinds of domain names whether they want it to be called the full thing. So Gravitio? Gravit? Whatever. Anyway, I think this is an excellent little online application, a really good vector graphics program. You can, well, for 95% of what you want to be able to do in producing diagrams in vector format, I think you can do with this. It's only really, I would say, the top-end stuff that you're struggling with. And you would need to go to something more sophisticated and maybe an offline application. In the same way that applications like PixelR have sort of, I would argue, done away with the need for the more commercial packages. So, Gravit. Start by creating yourself an account, as usual, with an online tool. When you do, you'll be offered the option to open a design that you've already created, if indeed you've already got one, or create a new design. And when you create a new design, you'll be offered the option to choose from various preset canvas sizes, or create a custom one for yourselves. I think that's particularly useful, and some of the design sizes clearly look as though they're orientated towards websites or blogs or things like that. But anyway, get stuck in and create your first canvas. Oh, if you're struggling for starting with a blank canvas, there are some templates you can begin with, and these are sort of, again, web-orientated as far as the design is concerned. So either start with a blank one or get straight into one of the templates, and then you're away. The tools, if you're familiar with vector graphics, will be fairly familiar to you. All the standard ones are there. Obviously, you want to be able to start off by drawing either lines or objects, and in the shape tool. You sometimes want to be able to put text in, and it's likely you might want to import some media. So you can upload images that you've already created. You can bring in images that you might have already created in Gravit, so in your image library. You can bring in photos, or indeed, there's a little icon tool too. So there's plenty to get started with in terms of getting some images in there. When you want to put in or create a shape, all the standard shapes are once again there. The one that I found quite useful, and I always find useful, is the Bezier line or Bezier shape tool. We call it a Bezigon in Graphic. And that gives you the option to create irregular shapes with corners and curves that are adjustable. You do that using the two handles, these stretchy outlines that appear. And that's a tool that I've always found particularly useful. But if you're not needing to create this shape from scratch, you've got the standard ones like polygons, triangles, ellipses, and rectangles. Whenever you create a shape, so that one that's already on your canvas, as soon as you click on it, you get a context-sensitive toolbar down the right-hand side. So you've got all the standard tools, again, that you would hope for and expect in a vector graphics program. Being able to arrange things, rotate them, resize them, flip them, change their appearance by the line size and line color, line style, fill color, etc. Color palette is particularly good, I think. It's got all the full features you would hope for. You can, in things like multi-sided shapes, change the size of the side, the orientation, the points, and that's done using either a numerical input or a sliding scale. Very useful, I thought. So you can also add extra effects. And there are a number of effects. Again, these are effects that I seem to remember weren't available in the early types of application. Things like drop shadows, I suspect, were probably demanding on processor power, so they weren't available in the early stuff. But now, a simple click or adjust some of the preset defaults and you're away. So the blurs, the inner glows, all of those kinds of things are easy to provide and add, and then are adjustable through the reduced effects menu. So getting your shapes on, arranging them is all fairly straightforward, and as you'd expect, you do obviously have lots of options as far as snapping to is concerned. So you can, as you would expect, snap to grids, snap to guidelines, but you can also snap to other objects or to the canvas or to the canvas borders and margins. Now that's a particularly useful feature if you're setting up, if you need to set up margins. And then you've got the option to create snap zones. Not seen that before and I've not investigated it yet, but if you're creating a complex image, then that might be useful too. And with that in mind, incidentally, you've also got layers, as you would hope for. So if you've got a complex diagram and you're trying to work on a little area of it, one, what's the additional stuff, all the extra stuff that's visible is getting in your way for you, for that particular part of the design. You can make sure that each element of your design is on a different layer and then turn other layers off. So, having done our design, how do we save it? If you just click on save, it'll save it into your Graphit library, but you've also got other options too. You've got the option to export it, and you can export it in different formats. So you've got the option for PNG by default, as you'd expect. But it is a vector graphic, so obviously you get the option to import it as an SVG. JPEG, again, as usual, and also as a PDF. And you can choose to export the whole canvas or a particular selection on it. And you can set the background color. And that can all be particularly useful for when you want to be able to print it or to insert it elsewhere. That pretty much covers all the features, or at least a quick run through of them. Once you start to build up your library of designs, you can create folders within there. And an important point about this is that Graphit is a collaborative environment. Not in the sense that you can all work on the same design at the same time. I don't think that's the case. But you can create teams. So if, for example, you got a department and you were wanting to create a series of different resources, share the workload, you can easily set up a team area and share your designs with each other so you've all got access to each other's productions. So that could be a really useful feature. So that is Gravit.